Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy, Mr. Black, online, I mean, and, you know, it's God's weekend, God's first weekend, you know, we're going to do this every weekend to, you know, end of days, you know what I mean? We play all types of music at Star Radio, every type of music, hip-hop, R&B, you know, gospel, rock, we play everything, you know what I mean? Yeah, so what we're going to do, we're going to play a good couple of music, you know, from gospel music, you know, rock music, you know, that's anything that's dealing with gospel, you know what I mean? So we're going to start playing some gospel music for a good, you know, good 20 or 30 minutes. And we'll get back to y'all with co-host Rob Hood.
Where my works will match my faith, and I'll lay myself aside. And my eyes will fail to show, but in spite of me, I seem to know that I only want to love you. I can't make it on my own. When my mind denies the love I know, my life sends me all through your bones. Show me love.
You're listening to now, help support One.fm and keep this radio station free by clicking the banner inside the media player or by visiting our website. And do you like the station you're listening to now? Help support One.fm and keep this radio station free by clicking the banner inside the media player or by visiting our website and keeping it open while you listen.
In our troubled times, we can find a way to carry on.
Carry on.
You're the strength in our weakness. With your loving arms, you hold us close, and life can lead us on.
Discover for yourself a better music variety.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo CD. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo CD to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in over 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 10 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 10 minutes? To get your free demo CD from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-339-1195. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language. Guaranteed. Call now, 1-800-339-1195.
You know, there are too many people trying to take care of other folks' business. They can't even take care of their own. But what you need to do is take 6 months to mind your own business and 6 months to leave others' business alone. All I'm trying to say is sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around.
Yeah.
Yeah, we back, and you know, that was one of the gospel songs that's playing right now. Y'all make sure y'all tune in every weekend. That's every weekend. We're going to be on here 11 p.m. That's Saturday and Sunday, God First Weekend. You know, we're going to basically be talking about the scriptures and on the Bible. You know, God is an awesome God. He's the Almighty. And that's what y'all need to know. Everybody that's listening, make sure y'all tune in. We are having difficulties lately, you know, because, you know, the show just started. But, you know, that's not going to be a problem because in grace of God, he will take care of everything. It's in God's hands. The show is going to pick up. You know, we got a couple of listeners, you know, been listening for the couple past of the days, you know, and everybody been listening. I mean, everybody been supporting us. And, you know, I thank God for that. Basically, we got a topic we're going to talk about at about 11:30, you know, being amongst the wolves, you know, being amongst the wolves, you know, how you feel about Christians being amongst the wolves. You know, this world is a dirty world out there. You know, you got to keep it 100% with yourself. You got to be really tough. Because I've been through it all, everybody been through it all, and, you know, you got to watch your back, you know. And even though you're a Christian, you know, doesn't mean, you know, you got to let somebody run over you. And I learned that the hard way. So check it out at 11:30. You know, I'm going to give you the number to tune in, to call in. If y'all got any comments, y'all want to drop in and just call. The number is 1-877-404-0840. That's 1-877-404-0847. And we're going to play another track.
And by that time, grandmama got in the car. Opened up the screen door and she peeked in and she said, "How's my son doing?" And they told her, said, "Mama, we tried to call the doctor, but he was out on his rounds." She said, "Son, let me come in." She walked in and she looked at that white lady and she said, "Ma'am, do you have a cause?" Thank you. the children were walking behind her. She walked in that coffin. And she closed the door, and before she talked to the Lord, she said this.
Money on the things they want.
Yeah, skip the commercial. I'm back. That was one of the songs. I hope y'all was listening to the track and listening to the gospel and, you know, and have faith in what you do, you know. That was a good sound from, you know, the preachers. I got a verse on the Bible I want to read y'all before we go to the next track. It says, God's work, our lives. God's work in our lives. Basically, God has a plan and a purpose for us. Romans chapter 8, verses 28. Everything he allows in our lives is for our ultimate good. Timothy, verse 1, verses 9. He has chosen us to lead holy lives. Corinthians. Chapter 2, verses 9. He has prepared wonderful things for those who love him. You know, go ahead and go to your Bibles and, you know, read those chapters. Make sure you put God first in whatever you do.
Thank you.
I'm back. In just a few minutes, you know, we're going to have Rob Hood online. You know, we're going to talk about being among the wolves. You know, Christian must understand that because I didn't understand that. You know, me being a Christian and me trying to be really, really tough among the wolves, you know, and I don't want to buff, but at the same time, we do live in a crazy world, you know, and God don't want nothing to happen to his God's children. So basically everybody, you know, y'all must listen once, you know, he comes on because we're going to talk about this conversation and understand. Yeah, if y'all don't understand what we're talking about, you know, please call us. You know, the number is on the Blog Talk Radio on my page. I want to go ahead and read a chapter to y'all. It's short. It's very short. It's on 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 7. We can trust in him with all of our worries and cares. And, you know, I mean, it explains a lot. You know, you have to have trust in God. You must have trust in God, period, you know. Don't have false hope or false faith in him. You must have trust in God. You must believe in him, you know. So that's what it is. Yeah, I got to understand that God is the Almighty. He's always watching over us 24/7. You know, don't let the worldly things fool you. Don't fall for the picture of what's going on in this earth, you know, because God is coming very soon, very soon. We don't know. He might come tonight, maybe tomorrow. So I hope y'all ready, because he's going to be on in just a minute.
Do you like the station you're listening to now? Help support 1.FM and keep this radio station free by clicking the banner inside the media player or by visiting our website and keeping it open while you listen.
My heart like you do. thanks for listening to Acapella Radio.
No, sorry, the radio. Yeah, man, you know, we had to do that, you know, because like I said, we had technical difficulties and, you know, uploading tracks, so I had to go ahead and share up with the other radio stations, you know, thank God for them. You know, we got Rob Hood's going to be on in just a minute, you know, like the topic we're going to talk about is being amongst the wolves. Christians need to learn how to be amongst the wolves, you know. Don't get beat up on, don't get run over or nothing like that. You know, you must be tough. You got to, you know, hold up your own. Don't let nobody disrespect. Just because you're Christian, don't let nobody disrespect you. That's what people need to know. So. I'll play something now.
What's going on?
Yeah, man, we've been waiting for you. Everybody's been waiting for you, man, you know.
I must apologize for that. My apologies on that. Been tied up doing a little music thing right quick, but I'm on the air.
Yeah. Rob Hood's in the building, you know, Rob Hood. Like I was saying earlier in the show, we were going to have a topic talking about being amongst the wolves, and I was explaining to the Christians out there, just because you're Christian, don't let nobody beat on you. You know, we're not set in the earth to be beat on, because we are God's children, so we must be tough. We must hold our own. Doesn't mean we got to do the worldly things, but we must be tough what you do, especially when you're in the earth, you know? So go ahead and explain about being amongst the wolves, about Matthew, was it Matthew chapter 3, verses 1, I think?
Well, it says, well, Jesus said, behold, I send you out into the world amongst the wolves. Be as shrewd as a snake and as innocent as a dove.
There you go.
So basically, that's like God is saying to us, true Christians, basically, don't be stupid, you know? Like, yeah, you're a Christian, you're going into the world where the wolf is actually controlling things, and that wolf is actually the devil, you know? And he's sending you amongst the wolf, amongst his territory. Be as shrewd as a snake, as shrewd as a snake. If you actually ever see a snake somewhere in a bush or something like that, they're always very sneaky and they're always finding ways that you cannot see them. They may be right in front of you, but you won't see them unless you fully sit, you know? And God is saying to us, be as shrewd as snakes. That means it doesn't matter, man. You're a Christian. You truly believe in Christ. You're doing your thing, but you got to be as shrewd as a snake. You have to be able to blend in with your environment, man, to the point where you're winning souls for Christ in a way that nobody has ever done it before. And that's what I strongly believe that's what he's saying, that he's sending people into the world. If we sitting in a church all day, what salvation, you know, is the world going to get? If everybody feels like they have to go and preach to the church and they have to go into the church to do things, it won't be no salvation to the world. But when you stand up and you say, okay, now I'm deciding to myself, I've taken it upon myself to go out there, which is the Great Commission. That's what the Great Commission is. God is saying, I'm sending you out into the world. That's what Jesus said when he was ascending into heaven. He said the very same thing, just in a different way. You know, he's just saying, go out there into the world and just blend in. Don't be stupid. Don't get yourself caught. It's like being a spy, you feel me? Like 007, special agent. You can't just go somewhere and just get caught. You know, you can't expose your cover. Yeah, you know, let your light shine, which is true. That's why Christ said be as innocent as a dove. Let your light shine, but at the same time, you got to be meek. Be humble, but be meek at the same time. Be able to stand up for things that is right to stand up for, you know? And at the same time, infiltrate yourself in the system, in the enemy system, and take it from the inside out, take it down from the inside out. That's what Jesus is talking about. The enemy's power is ever growing, you know? As we look at TV and all that stuff nowadays, those are the aspects and outlets that he's using to keep people bound with distraction, to keep people bound with the things and pleasures of this world, to the point where that's all that matters, you know, to them. But Christ is saying, yo, these same outlets we can use to gear people towards him. So if the secular world is full of secular people, or the secular music world is full of secular people, secular artists, we need somebody who's going to actually go inside of that world. Who's willing to go, God said. Who's willing? I'm calling somebody to go. God needs a Samson, man, who's willing to lose his strength for him just to be infiltrated inside of the Philistines' castle and crush it from inside out. If Samson was never into...
Why? It's like certain people who got the gift, they don't know how to use their gift, so they use it in the wrong way. God gave everybody a gift for a reason, but they just got that gift and use it in another way because they probably thinking, okay, you know, I'm probably not going to make it that quick by me, you know, preaching the gospel or doing a song for God. So let me go ahead and do the worldly things and see if I can make it quicker, you know. But they don't have to be like that. If you play amongst the world, you know, trust me, you're gonna be on top of the light. The light gonna shine on you, on top of the sky. You know, it's gonna be all about you, cause God have a plan for you, and He's not gonna let anything be in your way. Nothing.
Here's the thing. God did say, you gotta seek His kingdom first and His righteousness, as we were saying last night. First, you seek God's kingdom. That's salvation, that you seek to get saved. You're going towards His kingdom. Secondly, you find His righteousness. You find Christ's righteousness. God said, be holy for I am holy. That's the righteousness of God. And we are only righteous and justified through our faith in Christ Jesus. So, really, you have to be completely sold out. Completely sold out. Either S-O-L-E-D sold out or S-O-U-L-E-D sold out. No matter how you look at it, you have to belong to someone. You either belong to him or you belong to the powers of the darkness of this world. You know, either way, you won't belong to somebody because there's no neutral ground. I mean, purgatory is an invention by the Catholics. It is not in the Bible. There is no purgatory in the Bible. So there is no in-between with God. You either black or you white. You either hot or you cold. So with those who are hot for Christ, who's seeking His kingdom and His righteousness, everything that is guaranteed to happen will happen, and God will protect them throughout their journey because it's the journey that He sent them on. So when you look at it, let's look at it like this. Take you and I for example. We are going to be what people are going to, what I call it, we are sheep in wolves' clothing instead of wolves in sheep's clothing. We are sheep in wolves' clothing, which means we may look like the world. We may even walk like the world. I mean, we're black, young black men. Certain places we go, they'll call police on us, you know? But we're not the world. When people hear the words that come out of our mouths, it is the wisdom of God. through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, who alone gives all wisdom, all godly wisdom, that is. You know, to look at it, we are on a mission, and our mission is ever expanding before us. The journey is going to be long. It's going to be a tough one, but we got to do it.
We're going through a war right now. You know, we're heaven and hell right now. That's what people need to see. That's what's going on. The signs already happening. People need to pay attention. Even though we're playing music, we're playing the world music, of course, but, hey, that's our plan. To get a crowd, we need people to listen because things
change. But listen, this is the thing. We must be careful, though. Let us not use.
Man, change is coming very soon, man. And I've been having visions lately, dreams. Things been happening. I've been seeing things like usually before it happens. God gave me a gift, okay? And, I mean, you know, God is coming. I mean, that's the only thing I can really say. He's very soon to come. He's going to come. He's going to be here.
Listen,
you know,
we are so close.
He's going to be here.
We are so close to his coming back that it is no joke, my dude. It is no joke. Like, before, I was watching this news thing, right? This guy was actually saying, you know, back in the day, back in the 80s, we had preachers who used to come out and say, Jesus is coming back. The world is going to be under a one-world government, and they're going to try to bring the 666 sign, the mark of the beast and all that stuff. And this guy was prophesying, and this guy was saying, yo, we had so many people that we called crazy back in those days because of how they used to tell us Jesus is returning and how these things, the one world government is going to be formed and the Antichrist is going to come out of that. And he's like, look at it now. These people we saw as fools back in the days, they're so right. They're right. Like, on which side are you going to stand now? Knowing that these people who are Christians, who are prophesying on the world saying what was going to happen, is actually happening now. But back in the days when they were saying it, people was looking at it like, ah, whatever. But look where the world is going now. One world government. There's those that even say the Antichrist is already here. You know, they're saying that he's already here. He has his world leaders and all that who are setting up the way for him.
Yeah.
But God is ever grateful, man. He said it will come a day in the last days that anyone who call upon his name will be saved. So it's nothing but, God ain't nothing but a voice call away, man. Just those who are looking for the truth, man. It's not in religion. I ain't no truth in religion, only division.
Just what I'm going to say straight up. People need to pay attention. Stop watching TV. I'm not going to say stop watching TV completely, but y'all need to pay attention what people's saying. Y'all need to pay attention what's going on. You know, stop entertaining yourselves and pay attention to the news. You know what I mean? Because the news is actually telling you something because some of the signs is happening. You know, they laugh about it. I tell news reporters laugh about it all the time every time I watch the news. You know, they're thinking it's a joke. They're talking about meteorites and, you know, rocks coming down with nothing. They laugh about it. Talking about science.
Man, we ain't
going to try
nothing
to get something to get it. You know,
listen, this is where we're at now. We're actually on Matthew 24 right now. Matthew chapter 24. If anybody has a Bible, go ahead and grab your Bible and read Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 is where Jesus Christ was telling his disciples about the beginning of the end, which is not yet the end, but it's the beginning of it. We are in the beginning of the end. We are actually at the time where the fig trees are actually yellow now. As Christ said, if you see the trees yellow, that means summer's coming. So we are in those days, man. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, pestilences, famine, diseases of all sorts. All these things is going on now.
There you go right here. The sun will be darkened. The moon will give no light. The stars will fall from the sky. And the powers.
That's what they're expecting to happen in 2012. Just by the way, just to let you know, there will be a big eclipse on 2012. That's what they're saying. December 21st of 2012 will be a huge eclipse. The sky will darken.
They joke about it. It's not a joke. Why they joke about it? Oh, 2012 is not going to happen. It's going to happen because
all the things that they already prophesied already happened years ago, okay? From Nostradamus and all the people that prophesied, okay?
What it is,
actually going to happen.
2012 will happen, but 2012 is not the end. 2012 is nowhere near the end. Something great will happen. Something big. It will probably turn history.
Yeah, it's going to be a new beginning in 2012.
But like I tell people, man, Apollyon, the destroyer, is already released. He has a short time left. But he's doing this. He's going to be doing a crazy job. And he's not on our side. He is not an angel of the Lord. Although he was an angel of the Lord, but God had to chain him up. Imagine how powerful an angel has to be for God to chain you up. To chain you up and actually preserve that day when he will release you so you can cause havoc on the earth. That means, you know, the thing is, what people don't understand is that a lot of people give Lucifer the credit. Be careful. Lucifer ain't nothing but the mind. I mean, it's cool to be he's the brain, but guess who's Pinky? Pinky is Apollyon, the one that's actually his name is the Destroyer, and he's released. He's released. And now he's going to be doing a job that he has never been seen before, because that angel has been chained ever since he fell from heaven. This is an angel way more powerful than Lucifer himself. That's going to cause destruction, man. His name is the Destroyer. Abaddon, Apollyon, Apollo, the Greek god, it's him. It's the same angel who God is actually now releasing. And he's going to actually wreak havoc on the earth, man. We ain't seen nothing yet. Earthquake in Haiti that took 500,000 lives of my own people. That's nothing. Compared to what's going to happen in the latter days. And those latter days are I don't even give them 3-4 years away. This is stuff that's going to, we're going to be facing so much disastrous times. This is going to be crazy. People are actually going to want to die because they won't want to live in this earth no more. This will not be an inhabitable planet no more, man. Those who are not right with God, get right with God. Because as much as I don't know what theology has been pushed out there in people's ears or in our minds, but the Bible is something that I believe from the beginning until the last verse of Revelation. I believe every word, every single word. If I don't believe in the whole Bible, then why believe in God if he makes mistakes? I don't need to believe in a God that makes mistakes. You may make mistakes in my life too. But I believe the word of God is the word of God. Truth, inspired by the Holy Spirit, given to the holy prophets of God. That's what the Word of God is. And the Word of God says the end is going to come, and it's inevitable. I don't care what we do. It has to happen, and it's going to happen. And it's for the good of the people who love God. Those who love God for real, who are truly saved. This is rejoicing time. Do you know why? The rapture is going to happen anytime soon. People are going to be walking down the street and disappearing. It's going to be a mass disappearance, man. A mass disappearance of people. Going to be caught up in the air because God is going to say, come up here. The moment he says that, his angels will hold back the four corners of the earth. And he will reap the harvest. He will go ahead and pick his people up out of the earth. And that's when the great tribulation will start happening. And so much supernatural stuff is going to start happening. Reason why? The Bible clearly states it. The only reason why the abominable man, the abomination of desolation is not yet released, is not yet revealed to Antichrist, the only reason why he's not yet revealed is because the Holy Spirit is still on earth. The Holy Spirit is still on earth. The moment the Holy Spirit goes up with God's people, dude, it's going to be hell breaking loose, man. Because that's what's going to happen. The angels of the Lord will have the keys and the cups. The cups of God's wrath, man. And they will be pouring them on the earth. And the seven seals will start breaking open. All these things are going to start happening. Now, I believe the seals are actually opening now. But we haven't gotten yet to the cups of God's wrath. When we get to the cups of God's wrath, that will be right when he will pick his people up. Because he will not let us suffer the things that these evil people will be suffering. Those who don't believe in him. I'm telling you. I tell people, please, man, this is so serious. Your soul matters than anything in the world, to the point where God himself came down and died for you. That's how much your soul is worth. Take it seriously. Take it seriously. Because at the end of the day, man, that's what's going to stand before God. And God said it clearly. He did not create hell for us. God is a loving God. At the same time, he's a consuming fire. He said he didn't create hell for us, though. That's how much he loved us. He created hell for the angels who fell and Lucifer. The false prophet and the Antichrist.
And Lucifer want to bring us down with him.
That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. He wants to, he knows he has a short time left. Matter of fact, God is telling me to go into the Bible right now. Don't just talk about things and don't go into the Bible. I have to use the Bible as my sole reference. You feel me? Let me open it up right now. I'm going to go to Revelations, man. Revelations is the book that, it, that's the era that we're in right now, in Revelations. The book of Daniel.
That's what we have right now, and that's what every church and Christians are talking about right now. They talk about Revelations.
Revelations.
It was so shocking to me, man. Everybody starts talking about Revelations now. Ever since, you know, I've been going to church, everybody been talking about the beginning, the middle of the chapter of the Bible. Now everybody stays talking about the Revelations.
No listen joke. To what Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 12, verse 12 says. Therefore rejoice, you heaven, and you that dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you. You hear that? Listen, all this time, God has been actually been so grateful. If you really realize that God has been actually holding the enemy back from actually entering earth all this time, this is now God is actually saying to the devil, you can go ahead and do what you want. People don't understand. Oh, we've been living under grace for so long, dude. We've been living under grace for so long. God never let the enemy execute all his plans on earth. He's been filtering what the enemy been doing and controlling it. But now God is saying, yo, I'm letting him down on y'all. Y'all want him so bad, I'm giving him to y'all. You say, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath. Guess what? He got kicked out of heaven again. Because I don't believe this is what, this is in Revelations. This ain't got nothing to do when Satan fell from heaven the first time. When he got kicked out. This is the second, this is the second time he got kicked out. This time Michael kicked him out. The first time it was God himself.
There you go. Yeah, there
this
was
time Michael,
Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, and the dragon
yeah.
lost the battle. And
he
his
lost
angels
it.
Were forced out of heaven. This, and then this great dragon, an ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all
he's his thrown down. Do you know what that means? Stop right there. Do you know what that means? That means the enemy was never walking the earth, dude. He was never walking the earth. He had never set a foot on earth because why he felt he was better than us. Remember, he's the father of all pride. He doesn't look at us like we deserve anything. He hates mankind. He's the enemy of mankind. He hates us to the point where he wants to annihilate all of us. That's his plan. But he never set foot on land. The enemy never set foot on land. Now he has. Not that he wanted to, but because he got kicked out of the heavens where he inhabited, which was the sky. Michael went into the sky. Michael came from the heaven where God is, went down in the earth's atmosphere and kicked the devil's butt and threw him down on the ground. So the devil now is actually amongst that which he hates. He's walking amongst men now. His wings are broken, my dude. But he's trying to, like the Chris Brown song say, I'm going to help you mend your wings so you can fly up again? That song is about the devil, about how he fell, and how now his wings are broken. His wings are broken to walk on earth. And here's people like Chris Brown saying they're going to help him. Through what? By glorifying him through the music, through the fashion, the entertainment media, everything that they do is going to glorify him, but give him power so he can go ahead and go wage war against God. That's what the whole thing is about. The enemy is fallen, man, and Apollyon has been released, dude. And the enemy and Apollyon has a plan that Pinky in the Brain, dude, trying to take over the world. That's what it is. Pinky in the Brain. That's what they are.
I want
Apollyon.
I want y'all to, hold on, we got like 20 seconds. I want y'all to tune in next week, Saturday and Sunday, God's first weekend. The number is 1-877-404-8040. That's 1-877-404-0840. We're still gonna continue the conversation, but you know,
yes, we are.
Just make sure y'all lock in. All right. Bless.
Bless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what you were saying now?
Rob. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, dog, this thing is so crazy, dude, like, my gosh, I'm being overwhelmed, dude, like, I think I found my calling, dude. I think I found my calling, dog. I think this is what God wants me to do, dog.
He didn't want you to do this, man. Long time ago.
For his purpose, man, I think, no, I mean, the whole music thing is cool. Yeah, I'm doing music, but I feel like that's what I want to do. God said he's not going to go against what we want to do, but he wants to conform it and turn it into his will. I really
yeah,
feel
that's,
like...
That was our plan. That was our plan. We just got to keep it in our heart because, you know, it's very tough, man. You know, it's like a war we're going to go through, you know what I mean? Doing something like that, you know, we're going to have a lot of, you know, a lot of people that, you know, gonna, you know, be behind us 1,000%, you know what I mean? So, you know, we can do this, man. Even though there's not a lot of people gonna be behind us, man, you know, God is almighty, man. You know, he's gonna be with us. He's gonna be with us no matter what, through this battle.
I'm moving up back to Boynton. I have to leave where I'm at. Yeah. Huh? Tuesday, Lord willing, man. Let me tell you how great God is. Let me tell you how great God is, right? I found a place I don't even have to put money down, dude. And it's a whole house. A whole house. And
wow.
Thing, yeah. Yeah, man. And it's like the person is actually leaving. They're leaving and going to New York to work. And I'm going to be in the house. And I don't have to put any money down. I don't have to deposit nothing. When my mom went and talked to the person came and said to my mom, "It's the Holy Spirit who sent you." My mom says, Yeah. So I'm telling you, man, God has such a great plan, dude. The way that he's going to work, dog, listen, God, there's something, oh, man, I'm telling you, dog, let's keep doing this radio show, dog. You're going to watch God bring more people. Like, when I get up there, man, I'm going to start telling people about it so they can start listening, man, going online and listen. Let us go ahead. We're going to go ahead and focus more into God and talking about his power and the power in his salvation. You feel me? I realize one thing. He don't want us to worry about the matters of this world too much, but he wants us to go ahead and set our eyes on things above, set our hearts on things above. Like, don't worry about what's going on in the world. All these things are meant to happen because the book of God said it was going to happen. You know? But everything else that has to do with God is what we need to focus on. Glorifying him. Speaking on his promises, man. Refreshing people's minds and hearts.
Saving a lot of souls, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what it is, man. And I'm telling you, man, God is going to bless us so great. And he's going to open up doors, man. So great, kid. So great. I'm like, wow. I'm grateful that he put this on your heart to do it. The funny thing about it is I bet you didn't think it was going to go down this route, though. I bet you didn't think that God was actually going to use it to do the things that he's doing now.
That was basically what was set in our hearts for a long time,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I know.
You know, even though we're in the industry, but that's set in our heart to do that. And by doing that, we got to play amongst the wolves, you know what I mean? And save a lot of souls, man.
You have to be amongst
the wolves. Yeah, exactly. Even though we got to get our hands dirty, that's what we got to do. put our hands.
You got it.
In our
yeah, I know.
Sold out.
You know, one thing.
Put our hands
like
our
Paul said. You know how Paul said in the Bible, in order for me to win the gambler, I had to think like a gambler. In order for me to win the sinner, I had to think like a sinner. I had to lower myself to the position of a sinner to win them. In order for me to win the prostitute, I had to think and lower myself to the position of a prostitute to win this person over. That's what Paul said. So whoever you're going towards to save for God, make sure that you can relate to them, or they can relate to you at least. Man, we can crush the enemy's head, dude, by the power of God, by the power of Christ. We can do it. It's not us who's going to do it. It's him, Christ. He's going to use us to do it.
Oh, yeah, he's going to use us. He's going to use us like a vessel, man. And
let me tell you a funny story, Vlad. This may sound weird. I don't mean to cut you off, but you got to hear this.
Yeah,
you got to hear this. Listen, you know what happened? I got this dude, right? His name is Daniel. He hit me up. I ain't heard from him in like a couple of days. He worked with Po' Boy. That's the guy I told you worked with Po' Boy. But he's a Christian, too. He's like,
Jesus.
So dude called me, and I told him. I said, yo, do you know that God don't want us to go into the music industry unless we're exercising his will? And he's like, I didn't say it exactly that way, but I'm just giving you the street like in cram. So I told him, I was like, yo, the reason why God is sending us into the music industry is because he wants us to destroy it. He don't want us to be partakers in it. I said, listen, go read the story of Samson. I strongly believe that God has the same spirits that he used. He's still using them today. The spirit of Elijah, the spirit of Samuel, the prophet, the spirit of Samson, the strongest man who walked the earth.
The spirit of Joseph.
He uses those same spirits and laid them upon people that so he can exercise his will. And I said, look, man, I think God has called me to be a Samson, dude. I think God has really, really called me to be a Samson. The only thing I feel like I'm meant to do is to go inside of the music industry and take it inside out and destroy it.
What you think I wanted to do, man? You know, ever since, like, we've been doing this, man, we've been going to doing gospel music on and off like that, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, what are we supposed to do? You know how me and you was then doing the gospel, and then we stopped, and then doing gospel and all that. So it's like, okay, you know, we asked God, what were we supposed to do? Now it's like, boom, hit us, do it just like this, like what we're doing right now.
That's a big task, my dude. And only God can execute that. Because at the end of, if you read the story of Samson, Samson was taken captive by the Philistines. They cut off his hair. They enslaved him. They enslaved him and made him work at a mill where he was just turning the mill and they were beating him like a donkey. And then, all of a sudden, because of his strength, they was having a big celebration. All the Philistines was having a big celebration, right? And they called for Samson. Bring Samson. They popped both of his eyes with hot irons. They popped his eyes. And Samson came and they stood Samson in front of all the people to mock him. This is the man of God. Look at him. Ha, ha, ha. It prays God to save him now. What did Samson do? Samson said, Lord, I know I've messed up. I know I've wronged you. I am sorry, but I'm sure this is where you want me to be. Give me the strength right now to destroy all of these people who are sitting under this building. What God did? Man, God sent him the strength of the Holy Spirit. Boom. Samson put his head against the walls, and he pushed the two pillars. The whole building fell. Even he died, but the whole building fell. And Philistines was history, dude. To this day, dude, they can't even find a bone of a Philistine, the archaeologist. God used Samson to destroy that generation to the T, dude.
Wow.
That's what God wants us to do, man. He wants to send us into the heart of the devil and rip it. rip it. It may cost us our lives. It may cost us something. Nothing is free when it comes to God, but he tells you that in, like, at first. You have to be willing to lay down your life to follow me.
Exactly, and it's a battle. It's a battle. And,
it's
you know,
a war. And you know,
we're going to earn our way. We're going to earn our way into, to, you know, the kingdom of heaven, you know. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, he's going to give us our stripes. But, you know, at the same time.
Whoa, it's not the stripes. It's the crown, man.
The crown. Yeah, there you go. The crown. You know, so, you know, at the same time, you know, I'm willing to give my life for God anytime. Give my life to Christ anytime, you know.
Yo, man, I see it. I was like, oh, God, I see it. That's why I'm like, I don't want to do any rap music unless I can talk about God. I don't mind selling beats to the music industry. But I want to rap if I can say anything about
God. I put
God
on everything, man. Every time we bring a conversation with somebody, we got to bring up God on it, man.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm telling you, man. The Holy Spirit is with us, and he's going to use us. He's going to push. Like, he's going to be that consuming fire from left to right, front and back, protecting us as we're walking in the midst of wolves. Dude. They will not be able to lay a hand on us until our task is done. I'm telling you. Yo, when I told Daniel this, he didn't sound too happy, though. You know what he told me? Yeah. You know what he told me? He was like, well, you know, I want to do God's will, but, you know, I love doing music. I want to do the music and all that stuff, you know. I already know how it is, but, you know, I want to do God's will. You know what I told him? I said, Daniel, you should be happy.
What do you mean by that? Do we want to turn it inside out, too? What do you mean by that?
the way he sounded, like, he's separating the way, this is what he did. He separated God's will and his will. Like, the music. He wants to do music. He wants to manage people. But at the same time, he said, I want to do the music, but I know I'm going to do God's will. And I said, Daniel?
You have fear.
Yeah. I said, Daniel, you should be rejoicing, dude, at the fact that the main thing that the enemy is using to destroy the lives of people, God is going to destroy it, just like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. But he just needs that one person who's willing to go into that town. Who's willing to go into that industry, that one or two people, man, who's willing to do it, who's willing to take on that task and destroy it from inside out. Destroy it. Like, yo, it's a factory of evil. It's doing nothing but killing lives, dude. Destroy it from inside out. It's because I said, Daniel, do you know that one day, I told him straight up, I said, Daniel, do you know that one day music is no longer going to matter? Like, the music industry is going to be destroyed, dude. Like, it's not going to stand anymore. People are going to be in so much turmoil. Music ain't going to matter no more. I'm like, do you know that day will come? But I'm like, yo, that day is going to come because I feel like God is actually calling us to make that happen, to make it happen. We need to go inside of this industry and take back what the enemy stole from us, man. We need to go into his camp. I said, look, man, God doesn't like the fact that now the enemy is infiltrating himself in the church. He's actually coming in the churches, man. I had two different people tell me they don't
hear
the church anymore.
I definitely heard about that, kid. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. And God is like, God is saying, where are my warriors?
That's a hidden camp because the devil already know where the camp at. So he's going to go to the church and mess with people, have people fighting, doing altercations.
Yeah,
and
yeah, not only the fighting,
you know, wives,
sleeping with husbands,
otherwise.
Yeah, we've had a wave of false prophets and false preachers, though, that came out of nowhere. And they're like the biggest. They have the biggest TV shows. And they never preach about salvation of Jesus Christ. They never preach about how men are in sin and need to get out of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. They don't talk about those things. Money, money, money! That's what they talk about, dude. Money! Oh, God going to rain money on you. Run around the state 7 times and you won't get money. Money? Money don't buy your way into heaven. You can't even pay for your own soul. It's too expensive.
Right now, it's the time to earn your way in heaven.
That's more important.
Nobody can even earn their way. Nobody can earn their way into heaven, dude.
Not earning
nobody.
Your way, giving yourself to Christ. Giving yourself
yeah,
to Christ.
That is the only way. By giving yourself to the obedience of Christ, dog. That's the only way somebody can say they've earned their way to heaven.
By giving your obedience is giving love, you know, helping people, you know, giving the word out. He said it on the Bible in the Book of Life. Why people are not listening? They make it seem like it's confusing, but it's not. It's not confusing.
It's
you know?
So easy. It's like one, two, three, man.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It's
so,
like it's one, two,
so,
three. What is
so
the
basically,
God came in back.
God have a plan for every soldier out there, you know what I'm saying? We are one of his soldiers right now. So it's like right now, he Ben had his plan from the start, from the beginning when me and you started working together, you understand? And
yeah.
And it's been like that for a couple of years, man. And for some reason, me and you had the same thought, the same mindset, like we both know what we wanted to do at the same time, and we go for it. We go for it, man. It's like we're in God's camp, and he's working with us, and he's telling us to do this because we're in wartime right now. You know what I mean?
But
he said, get ready because this is going to happen. It's already on the table. This is going to happen for us right now.
You know, let me give you an example. When God took his people Israel out of Egypt and they went and settled into a new land, it was a strange land. That wasn't the land that they knew about, but guess what God told them? Go into that land and kill everybody and take it. What? God said that? Yeah. God said it in the Bible. He said, he made Moses build an army for Israel out of the strongest Israelites, and they went into every land that God told them to go to, and God specifically told them, don't take nothing. Kill everybody from women, children, everything, annihilate everything, and don't even take their possessions. Burn everything. Destroy it to the teeth. That's God. That's the God we serving, dude. God is a warrior God, man. He's a warrior God. And he's telling us to do that now. Go into these people. Go into this industry, which is that land. Go into it. It doesn't matter how big these people are. They're giants. That's true.
You know, for some reason, I ain't never knew about that verse about being amongst the wolves, right? And for some reason, it's like something been telling me I have to do this. You know, for about a couple of years, something kept telling me I have to do this. Like, you know what? You're not being a hypocrite, Black, but the thing is, you know, you want to do the gospel, but at the same time, you want to help people that's losing their souls in the industry right now. What should you do?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't want to do gospel.
Something keep telling me that. Listen, you can still be the sheep. At the same time, you got to play amongst the world. Something keep telling me that for years. I ain't know nothing about the verse, but there's something telling me I have to play that part. You know, I told a young lady that, you know, like last month, she didn't support that because she thinking, okay, that's being hypocritical and that's not good, you know. And I told another young lady that she was like, oh, no, don't do it. You know, you might get hurt. You might get murdered and all that, da, 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 da.
Sometimes when you have God's plan, though, when you hear God's voice, you don't share it with everybody else, dude, because it's not everybody who's going to hear him.
No, they're not going to understand it. They're not understanding what I'm supposed to do. Or what you're supposed to do. You understand? So it's like, that's something that's a secret between us and God, you know? And that's why I understand now, because it's like, wow, you know, why I feel so alone with this, you know what I'm saying? Until you bring this up, like, you know, me and you thinking the same way, I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not alone, because I know there's a lot of soldiers like that right now, you know? And I've been having dreams, and I've been seeing things and stuff like that. It's like, okay, you know, I must go ahead and do this, you know, because I know my time is coming. Let's get it.
You know what I told dude, Daniel? I told him, Daniel, go ahead. I told him I was going to go ahead and lay myself down because I wasn't feeling too right. I said, Daniel,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and lay down for a little bit. Call me in 2 hours or I'll try to call you. I'll call you in 2 hours or whatnot, but he was like, all right, I'll call you if I'm leaving. I said, well, then before you call me, because he was like, well, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that I understand where you're coming from. I understand, you know, God is really moving and all that, but, you know, I want to do the music, but I'm going to do God's will at the same time. I'm like, you know, that kind of confused me. Like, yo, God's will should be the only thing that you should be doing. Everything that you're doing should be incorporated under God's will. That means everything that you're doing should be part of his will.
I guess he didn't understand. I guess he probably didn't understand.
No, he understood completely where I was coming from. But the thing is that he didn't want to go ahead and give that side up. I'm telling him, because I freely told him, yo, man, I'm giving that side up. Like, it ain't nothing. Like, man, it ain't worth it. This ain't worth my soul at all, dude. But I'm like, yo, God is making things happen because that's where he wants me to go. But I'm like, hey, I told him, yo, before I go get off the phone, man, Daniel, I just want to say one thing. I said, look, Daniel, go ahead and sit and think to yourself. I said, for real, really, really sit down and think to yourself, what is that good and acceptable will of God? I told him straight up. I said, find out what God's will is. Reflect to yourself, what is God's will? Before you say you want to do God's will and do the music, I said, find out what is God's will. What is that good and acceptable will of God? And I said, all right, I'm going to go, man. He said, all right, brother, I'll call you. And he didn't call me back. He didn't call me back. I'm like, kid, yeah, I know. It's like, yo.
It's not you. It's God speaking through you, man, because, I mean, you start changing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really trying, you starting to, like, really change up, man. Like, God is working with you, man.
Do you know how this hit me? This hit me like a bomb, dude. It hit me like a bomb. It was like getting saved all over again for the first time. I feel like I'm back in high school when I used to carry a Bible around, dude. But this time, it's not high school, it's the world. I'm telling you, dude. It's crazy.
I know Danielle's thinking about that, man. He's thinking about it. He's letting that sink in because that echo coming out your voice is going through his ears right now. You know what I mean? It's coming from God, so he knows it. He knows it.
Because he is a man who loves God, man. He loves God, you know? And I'm like, kid, just find out what's that acceptable will of God, that good and acceptable will of God, dude. I said, I know you want to do your own thing, you want to do the music, but find out what's the will of God. That's what you should be doing. You know, God is not saying give up what you want to do. God said, bring it to me and I will make it better, man. God said, bring me all your desires, man. He said, give me all the desires of your heart and I will make them. He said, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will give you the desires of your heart. God is a God that he doesn't give us desires and take them away from us. No, he wants to conform it and use it for his will. That's why he gave us those desires, man. You want to manage artists? No problem. But just know one thing. The industry you're going into is Sodom and Gomorrah, and God is about to destroy it soon. God is going to destroy it. I wouldn't be surprised if we hear about a big music conference or a big musical awards and you hear that somebody put a bomb in there and blew everybody up, the next thing you know in the news, all the big names are dead. I would not be surprised that happened, dude, because God has his way. The Holy Spirit is a very, very, very jealous aspect of God. Holy Spirit is very vengeful, dude. He don't let you talk bad about him and get away with it, dog. Especially when you know you're doing something wrong. He's going to make sure he show you his love. He's going to beat you a little behind. And right now, he's not playing. We at a time right now, the Holy Spirit is like, yo, I'm taking lives, dude. The Holy Spirit is not playing, dude. He went to DEF CON 4 right now. This means war, nigga. This really means war.
That, man, it's like I could feel it. Like, for some reason, it's like something tell me, listen, you see the signs. Some people won't see the signs because they lost.
Yeah.
Some of the people that lost see the signs. But
I even told Daniel, even the air changed. I told Daniel, man, even the air changed, dude. I said, you don't feel it in the air? It's like Benny Siegel's song, duh. I can feel it in the air. It's something weird, dude. It's like a different aura in the times now.
Yeah, I feel it, man. It's right now, it's something different, man. That's why, like, for some reason, like, since last year, I'm like, you know what, I need to, you know, stop messing around with these girls, find a girl I can marry with, have kids, because I can't do that no more. And that's what I've been doing, kid. It's like, yo, you know, black in here, calm down, kid. You can't do these worldly things. It's a spirit talk to me. You know, I have angels talk to me. And I'm following them. Things is happening. Good things happening for me. Good things happening for you because you listening. And we got to continue our battle, man.
Humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, man. He will raise
wow.
you up.
Oh, man.
Humble yourself in his sight. And
crazy.
God never let his people come out looking ashamed, my dude. God never let his people come out looking ashamed. His children will never come out looking ashamed. Never. Those who truly are for God, they are marked, my dude. You have a seal on you. The Holy Spirit marks you, man, with the fire, man. He marks your forehead, dude. You may not see it, but once the Holy Spirit is in you, he marks you to the point where you walking around, you don't see it. But the invisible world, the world that's actually working right now, the powers of evil, every time they look at you, they see that. They see that mark on you. Oh, man, don't touch that one. We will get burned before our time.
Say that again. Like, what kind of mark? Say that again.
The mark of the Holy Spirit. Everybody who is saved, who is under the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit marks you, my dude. He marks you on your forehead. You may not see it with your eyes because it's an invisible mark that only the devil and the demons can see and the angels of the Lord can see. Every Christian who is a true follower of Christ to the point of light, to the point of total lost, of leaving everything, have a mark on them, dude. That's why the enemy is going to come out with his own mark, the mark of the beast. That's because Jesus gave us a mark. Everybody who believes in Jesus, the Holy Spirit marks you, dude. And guess who can see it? People cannot see it. The world cannot see it. But guess who can see it? The unseen world, the world that we don't see. Demons can see it. Angels can see it.
False humans that's walking around and can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, they can see it. You are marked by the Holy Spirit.
For some reason, kid, there's no more human beings walking around, kid, because every time I walk in a store or some other areas, people look at me like they see a light or something, you know what I mean? Like, why are they looking at me, you know what I mean? Like, literally, kid, like, I see, like, 5 to 10 people start looking at me like I'm a star or something, you know what I mean? And this has been happening for like, a couple of years now, man. You know, for a couple
of
years, I have. I know that be happening to you too, man. Because for some reason, it's like anywhere I walk, people just stare, you know. I'm thinking, okay, there's non-humans over here, man, just staring at me. Because I can feel it.
When you are a true believer, dude, when you truly believe in the power of Christ and you are free from sin, the Holy Spirit marks you, man. That's how your name gets into the book of life. He marks you. Come on, don't you think God knows his own? He marks all of them. Don't touch my people, Satan. He tells them. They are marked. You touch them, you're playing with fire. Because the Holy Spirit will burn you before your time. Don't touch his people, dude. This is not no game, dude. I came to that realization to the point where I'm like, I can go right now. I know where I'm going. Don't play with God. God told him, don't play with him. There's a part in the Bible where Jesus said, you can sin against God the Father. You can sin against the Son of Man, the Son of God. You will be forgiven. But if you dare curse the Holy Spirit, there is no forgiveness from that. That's how serious the Holy Spirit is, my dude. He don't play that. He's like a drill sergeant. He does not play that. He will. He's the comforter, yeah? He brings us comfort and peace. That's because we are his. We are his. Those who belong to him, he will show you the aspect of God which is so loving, but don't play with him.
as quick as he can show you his love is as quick as he can show you he's a consuming fire. The Bible says God is love, but God is the love that can also be, but he's also a consuming fire. Don't play with him. When they talk about that, they talk about the aspect of the Holy Spirit, man.
I think, I remember you were saying something about T.D. Jakes and the other pastors. You know, like, once they get the Holy Spirit and they start praying to God and then money start coming in, they actually forget who they are.
A lot of people do forget who they are and where they came from. It's not only the money, but they let the system control them. Because you got to understand, the enemy has his peoples, man, and they're filtering everything that's coming out. They're filtering everything that's coming out. Everything gospel. Look at that dude, Hal Lindsey. The dude who always, yeah, dude came out of, you know, people make mistakes. Back in 1982, he came out, no, actually, yeah, he came out, you know, I think it was like in the 80s, early 80s. He said that the world was going to end in 1980-something. So it never happened. So what did never happen? The world didn't end in 1980-something. But I can give him credit because of the fact that this dude is actually preaching on things and prophesying on things that are actually happening. So how about they filtered him on TBN, man? He had to leave TBN. He no longer does a show on TBN. Because they were like, yo, you can't talk about the Muslims, blah, blah, blah. It's not a good approach. Like, whatever happens to the word of God being, thus says the Lord, and I'm not holding anything back. What God says is what I'm going to say. God don't talk. He's no respecter of men for him to talk and worry about hurting feelings. God don't worry about hurting people's feelings or offending people. He doesn't care. God is no respecter of men. That's what the Bible says. And he is not mocked either. The Holy Spirit takes those things
seriously. That's it. The only way is through Christ. And we're going to keep saying that. The only way is through Christ. Only way is through Christ. I'm not, I don't care who feelings I'm hurting. The only way is through Christ. It's not through Buddha. It's not through Allah. Where they use Allah on the Bible, I don't know. But it's not through.
There's no Allah in the Bible.
Yeah, they say something about Allah or something like that. God. Or,
Allah is not God. Allah is a totally different God. That's a false God.
Well, we're not going to praise Allah or Buddha or none of them gods.
None of them, man. Those are false gods, man. Those are insecure spirits, man.
Especially the sun god they're talking about, and they want us to worship only Sundays. And people don't even understand why Sunday is there. It's for the sun god. People don't understand.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is the thing. See, that's very technical right there. Because the thing is that you got to understand something, dude. In the Bible, when they was talking about the day of the Sabbath, the day of rest in which day we should worship the Lord, Jesus told them, I am the Sabbath. Jesus said, I am the Sabbath. Any man who comes to me will find rest. I am the day of worship. In and out of season, man, we should be worshiping Jesus. We should be worshiping Jesus to the glory of God. So I look at it like this, whether it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, it should be the same thing. Bowing down at the foot of the Lord.
Seven days a week. People just, okay, let me pray to God on Sunday or Saturday or Friday, and that's it. No, it should be every single day, man.
Every single day. Because there is no specific place. I think that's the reason why God left that a mystery. He never said which day is the last day of the week that he rested, because there wasn't no days at those times. There wasn't no Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There was none of that. So, of course, you know, God never gave a day. Now, some people may believe Saturday, some people may believe Sunday, but the only thing is, man, is Jesus matters. He is the Son. The Son of God.
And it
doesn't matter what day. To me, it don't matter what day. Just worship the Lord in and out of season.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is.
To the glory of God, bow down at Jesus' feet, and to the glory of God. You know? So the day of salvation could be any day. Jesus may come back on a Sunday. He may come back on a Monday. He may come back on a Tuesday. He may come back on Saturday. It may be the day that all 7 days finish our church and he comes back and boom, he gets all his people out. It may be the day where all Baptists are in church on Sunday and he comes back. For me, I think it really don't matter. I think what matters is the heart, salvation of God. Are you saved? Because there's going to be some just like there's going to be some Christians who get behind.
And they explained that. They explained that in my church last week also. There's going to be, there's people that's saved, but they're not really saved, you know. And yeah, there's people that's doing a lot of wrong things, you know, even though they get saved. Then, you know, at the same time, they're not going to be accepted in heaven because they're saved and they're going to church. Because you're not following Christ, and not just that, but you're not, you know, you're not actually helping out. You know, by giving love, you know, and working the way how Christ was working, you know, at the same time. You know, just because you're saved doesn't mean you're going to get accepted.
No, actually, you know, if you are saved, you're saved.
You're marked. You're saved.
God saved, God saved everybody who calls on his name will be saved.
Yeah. At the same time, you know, when Judgment Day comes, you know, you gotta understand that, you know, people that's saved sometimes, you know, fall in the world, you know, doing the wrong things, and they're not following Christ the right way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
I'm just, for an example, myself. You know, say when I was 16, I got baptized, and then once I got baptized, you know, I went to school, high school, with up Northern Senior High, of course, you knew about that. And then people knew I was Christian and all that. Boom, there you go. These dudes coming at me, oh, you Christian and all that. What church you go to? You know, start making fun of me and all that stuff.
Black, hold on a second. My phone, if I go in the bathroom with it, is going to drop the call. I'm going to go in the bathroom and come right out. Hold on, Matt. Hello?
Yo.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I got to go meet with the guy tomorrow. Well, today, I got to meet with him.
Okay.
So he can, he just want to meet with me, get you know, feel my vibe a little bit, because he's like, yo, I'm a Christian. I don't want nobody to be bringing fornication in my house, blah, blah. Basically, he wants to lay down some rules, you feel me, before you go ahead and say, all right, come in. But he told me it's a go. He said, all right, cool, he just wants to meet with me. So tomorrow I got to go ahead and meet with him and stuff like that.
Okay. He knows that you do music?
I don't think he knows I do music, but I'm pretty sure my mom explained to him that I believe in God and, you know, and stuff like that.
Okay.
It was my mom that approached him and stuff. There you go.
Okay, okay. You got the tracks good to go? You know, because, you know, tomorrow's another day and, you know, we got to stop all these
Yeah,
tracks.
Here's the thing. You're going to have to forgive me on that, kid, because I got to pack up starting tomorrow. Tuesday, I got to be out of here. If I stay here on Wednesday, dude's gonna set up his eviction notice, his eviction letter and stuff. And I don't wanna have an eviction under my name. That's gonna cause me not to be able to get an apartment, if anything, in the future.
Yeah.
So I just, like, if you can give me a week, I can go ahead and get the music and send it off to you. You know what? Nah, I don't even need a week, man. I'll do it. I'll send them off tomorrow night. I have some that are mixed.
All I need is snippets, man. Oh, because it's a mix. Oh, that's why you're taking off, because you got to mix it down?
Yeah. It's all about the mixing, you know, because if we give them halfway work, they're going to know.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Oh, okay. I don't want you to rush, man. Because
yeah,
this is an important contact. Yeah, this is an important contact, man. I don't want you to rush, you know.
I got Sony Red. I'm not saying Sony Fox, man. Fox Television. I got their licensing people's information, which means now we,
wow,
you know, with the right steps, I'm gonna be able to go ahead and, you know, make connections to the point where we may be able to sell music to TV shows, and
yes.
If not even movies, commercials, stuff like that.
The 09.
Yeah.
That's my approach, too. Wow. That's bigger than huge right there, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's how independent labels become majors.
Yep.
You know, just by
step by step.
Yeah. Yep.
The little movements that count.
It's not all about, you know, getting the artists all the time, you know. We could sell music, sell tracks, you know, have one artist, two or maybe three or four or five, and, you know, have them, you know, do commercials, man. You know?
Yeah.
The majors are going to be jealous. They're going to be like, oh, man, they ain't even hit us up. They ain't even, you know, holler at us, man. Wow. You know what? Let's call them.
Yeah. How they got to make these moves happen without any majors? That's what they gonna wonder.
Yeah.
I got kid Nipsey Hussle, that kid from L.A., the one who looked like Snoop Dogg, who just got a big deal, I think, with Aftermath, with Interscope.
I think I know. What's his name?
Nipsey Hussle?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, kid, I got his manager's number.
What?
Yeah. Well, not his manager's number. The email, and he's expecting some beats, some snippets. He's expecting some snippets. Yeah, man. So I'm going to go ahead and get something prepared to send off to him, too. Yo, what you doing now? Because I'm going to have to, like, wake up early in the morning. I got to go catch the bus.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and set up next show for tomorrow and go to sleep. Got to wake up early, do some paperwork and, you know, notarize and stuff.
All right, so hit me up tomorrow if anything. So we on at 2 o'clock, right?
3 o'clock,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I'll be ready. I might be on a bus or something like that, but we can do it 3 o'clock. It's only popping.
All right, cool.
All right, I'm going to make sure, man, I pass on the word to different people so they can start listening.
All right, no problem.
All right, boss. Be easy.
All right.
Yep.